This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Scoreboard update. Over at Ritter Arena, Golden Gopher women's hockey, and they get a goal in the third. And beat UMD 1-0. They get a sweep of that weekend series onto the WCHA playoffs for the Golden Gopher women's team. Women's basketball idol, they get Washington at the Barn on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, so they have a long layoff. Men's hockey against Ohio State, they go for the sweep of the Buckeyes tonight. They got the win 4-1 on Friday. Once again, they get started soon at 3M Arena at Mariucci. Men's hoops, not a good day. They get beat by Penn State at the Barn 69-60 in a matinee today after two wins in L.A. over USC and UCLA. They lay an egg today at home. Timberwolves are idle. Rudy Gobert listed already as out tomorrow night. Late start on a Sunday night against Oklahoma City at Target Center. Grapefruit League, Twins beat the Braves 3-1 in the opener. They get the Pirates in Bradenton tomorrow. Our coverage begins at noon. Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden make the road trip to Bradenton. How about the Wild? They return from the break, and they play a matinee in Detroit. It didn't look good late. They pull the goalie. They get the tying goal and then win it in overtime. Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. These guys on the road are unbelievable.
And keep in mind, no Ryan Hartman, still no Kirill Kaprizov, no Jacob Lauka. I mean, this is a kind of a bit of a patched together lineup right now. Vinny Hinostroza, who they just picked up on waivers, you know, right before the break, playing his third game ever. He's on the second line. He's on the top power play unit. He hit a goal today. It's his second goal in three games with the Wild. So a pretty nice debut for him and a nice pip off the waiver wire so far. Interesting game. A little bit of everything. Controversy, hard hits, dramatic goals, all of that. But what a perfect way to come back from the break if you're the Minnesota Wild to find a way to pull 2 points out of this one.
Well, and it's great because, as we talked about before the game, national TV, free over-the-air TV for anybody with an antenna, was able to pick up the game today. And then with the flower on the bench, they get the equalizer and then get it done at the tail end of overtime. Really a thrilling win for the Wild, and I touched on it. These guys on the road this year, Jess, I've really never seen anything like it.
And, you know, I'll tell you this, if for folks who watch the game, you already know this, but we go to overtime. The Wild are controlling the play. Marco Rossi tries to take the puck away from Patrick Kane, okay? Kane stumbles a little bit, then he takes a stride, maybe two strides, then he goes down. Now, I watched a little hockey. To me, that looked like a dive, okay? I'm just going to say it. Yeah. But they call the penalty. So they give Detroit a power play in overtime. They absolutely control the play like you should when you're up 4-on-3 in overtime. Flower makes two big saves, and then, as so often happens in hockey, Detroit doesn't score. Rossi comes out of the box, gets a breakaway, and scores the game-winning goal. I mean, you talk about just a flip for the dramatic. What a crazy, entertaining game, back and forth.
And they get 2 points, and I know the last time we visited, we talked about, at this point, while you're waiting to get players back, etc., it's just points and add points to that total, an inch ever closer. You just want to get into the postseason tournament.
And this is what's weird, too. You talk about their record on the road, and it has been fantastic. Now, you look at their March schedule, they've got 15 games in March, 11 of them are at home. As weird as it sounds, they want to start piling up as many points as they can on the road because they haven't played well at home for whatever crazy reason. So with all those home games looming, you'd think you'd go on a little bit of a run here, but why not? You know, why not do what you've been doing best all year, which is win games on the road?
Yeah, and Winnipeg keeps piling up the points. They're at 81 points this year. And the only one with more, the Washington Capitals with 82 at the moment in the NHL. So the Wild looking up at the Winnipeg Jets. And I think for the Wild, considering the injury situation and when will Kirill Kaprizov come back into the lineup, you kind of look at those teams sitting in the wild card, Colorado 68 points, Vancouver 63. More importantly, the team right now below the playoff line, the Calgary Flames, was 60. So the Wild, as we get ready to exit February and head for March, are in a pretty good spot.
And you mentioned Vancouver, you mentioned Colorado. Those are two teams that the Wild are going to play here in the next 2 weeks, both of them on the road. What's significant about those games, when you get into March, if you're ahead of those teams in the standings and you beat them head-to-head, you can essentially put them in the rearview mirror for the rest of the season, you know, barring some kind of collapse. So, some important games coming up here. I find this interesting too, Steve. They played Detroit today in Detroit. I'm at the Detroit airport waiting to come home tonight. Lo and behold, Tuesday, Detroit comes to St. Paul. So I said it's almost like a playoff series where you're seeing the same team, you know, a couple times in a matter of days.
Yeah, you're in scenic Romulus. I've been to that airport over the years. It doesn't really get any better than Romulus.
It does not. And I will say this. My first ever trip to Detroit was 1992. I came here for a Gopher regional series in March. Downtown Detroit from 1992 to now has seen a dramatic improvement. It's a much better place. It's a much safer place. Some great restaurants. And Detroit always has had fantastic architecture. Even when things had gotten run down, they've made a really nice, concerted effort to kind of clean up the city. So Detroit it is not a cold version of Beirut like it was the first time I came here.
Well, yeah, and of course the Lions made the move in from Pontiac and the Silver Dome, and then the Comerica Park is downtown. And you've said Little Caesars Arena is just a gem. That replaced Joe Louis Arena, and now the Pistons and the Red Wings play there, and then they've got casinos and a lot of action downtown.
Yeah, and the one thing I will say about Little Caesars Arena, it was built as a hockey rink, first and foremost. You know, there's statues of Gordie Howe, and there's signs, tributes to kind of the old Olympia Stadium and some of the great places in Detroit. I wonder what the Pistons think when they come there and their home arena is basically a hockey rink where they lay down a basketball court, because that was definitely built for the Red Wings by the Red Wings, and it's definitely a hockey rink first and foremost.
And it was insane where the Pistons played in Auburn Hills. That was like going from downtown Minneapolis out to Albertville, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insane how far out in the burbs Auburn Hills was. Pontiac, same deal where the Silver Dome was. All right, good win today. Detroit back on Tuesday night. I got to give you a scoreboard update. The War Road girls team right now in the 1A title game at the Xcel Energy Center. Dodge County leading War Road 2-1, but War Road trying for their fourth straight girls title right now.
Steve, Steve, I appreciate the update, but you think I don't have my iPad open right now? You don't think I'm not watching this yeah. baby live from...
Yeah, silly me. Silly me.
From Detroit Airport, watching Wara go for the unprecedented four-peat. But yeah, Dodge County is a good game, and as they should. They were the top seed and one of the top teams in the state all season. Really neat to see what Dodge County has put together. You know, a couple of small towns in southern Minnesota where they've decided hockey's going to be their thing, and they've made a real commitment to the sport, and that's really fun to see.
Yeah, and I had been speaking of that to a youth tournament in Cass, and they have a really nice rink there. They have really made a commitment to hockey down at Dodge County, and good for them. Warroad had the early 1-0 lead. Dodge County tied it up and now have a 2-1 lead, a late second period there. And, Jess, I should know, a Warroad guy not paying attention to Warroad in the state tournament, it's just, I mean, if you didn't have internet access, maybe not, but...
Well, and I will say, too, you wonder, as this game goes on, Dodge County holding a lead right now, you wonder, as we get into the third period now, how much Wara is going to have in the tank, having gone to multiple overtimes yesterday to beat Orono in a very dramatic game there. So that seems to play into Dodge County's favor as this one goes longer. But, you know, don't count out this Wara team. They've kind of come behind before and done some fun stuff. So fun game, and it looks like a good crowd there at XL Energy Center, which is really great to see girls hockey.
Yeah, and great play on both sides. Lindsay and I talked about it earlier in the show. Just the skill at the high end of the girls game is just phenomenal. It's been a great tournament again this year. Well, safe travels, Jess. Always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Always good to talk hockey, Steve. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. Covers Wild. He's in Moultown on a flight home tonight, and he'll be in the building Tuesday night. The Red Wings visit St. Paul, and then they are on the road. They'll be at Utah and Colorado next week, Thursday and Friday, because they set up the mats on the floor of the Xcel Energy Center for the state wrestling tournament. Once again, under two to go, period number two, Dodge County leading Warroad over in St. Paul. Quick break. We'll come back. Still so much more, including our buddy John Millay. We'll talk girls hockey. We'll preview wrestling, one of John's favorite tournaments, and state gymnastics individual titles being handed out today down the hall at Roy Wilkins Auditorium here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.